Good afternoon. This is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. Today, as we bring to a close our afternoon and look to the evening, I invite you to join me as we ask our Heavenly Father to pour His grace into our minds and into our hearts. As we are experiencing the changing of seasons and the changing of times, we have an opportunity to consider the beautiful example of the holy saints, our brothers and sisters in heaven. It's also an opportunity for us to consider how, while we do not worship the saints, because worship is something worthy of God and God alone, we do turn to the saints in a spirit of veneration and admiration. We admire our brothers and sisters who have lived this life and lived this life well and are now with the Lord Almighty in heaven. They share in His glory. They teach us how to pray. And really, by their lives of holiness, they teach us how to succeed at the journey at hand and to arrive at our goal, total union with Jesus. Today, we consider the life of St. Faustina Kowalska. St. Faustina is particularly popular in today's church because of her great devotion to Jesus, especially in his heart, his sacred and divine heart, and the revelation he shared with her about his unending divine mercy. St. Faustina Kowalska was the third of 10 children in her family. She was only able to attend school for 3 years. As a teenager, she worked as a domestic servant for other families so as to help raise money for her own family. After being rejected by several different religious orders of sisters for a variety of reasons, she entered the convent of the Congregation of the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy in Warsaw, Poland, on the 1st of August in the year 1925. This congregation of sisters is devoted to care and education of troubled young women, or young women who could easily find themselves in danger. When Sister Faustina entered the convent, she received the name Sister Maria Faustina of the Most Blessed Sacrament. During her 13 years in various houses or convents of the Congregation of the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy, St. Faustina was a cook. She was a gardener and a portress, meaning she answered the door of the convent and would receive the visitors who were asking for prayers or came to see the other sisters or drop items off for the benefit of the community and their good works. St. Faustina, while she was a young girl, a young woman, and then a religious sister, she had a special devotion to Our Lady under the title Mary Immaculate. She had another really powerful special devotion to the Most Blessed Sacrament, hence the title she received in her name of the Most Blessed Sacrament. And she was also fiercely devoted to the sacrament of confession or reconciliation. Her devotion to Our Lady under the title Mary Immaculate, her devotion and reverence towards the Blessed Sacrament, and especially her reverence towards the sacrament of confession, reconciliation, led to this deep, mystical interior life. St. Faustina began to have visions, receive revelations, and experience hidden stigmata. She began recording these mystical experiences in a diary at the request of her spiritual director, and being nearly illiterate, it was written phonetically, without quotation marks or punctuation, and runs to nearly 700 pages long. A bad translation reached Rome in 1958 and was labeled heretical. However, when Karol Wojtyła, who later became Pope John Paul II, became Archbishop of Krakow, he was besieged by requests for a reconsideration. He ordered a better translation of the works, of the writings, the words of then sister, now Saint Faustina, and then sent that new translation to the Vatican authorities, where they realized, instead of heresy, the work of St. Faustina proclaimed God's love, His unending, His divine mercy. It was published under the title, Divine Mercy in My Soul. In the 1930s, St. Faustina received a message of mercy from Jesus that she was told to spread throughout the world, a message of God's mercy to each person individually, and for humanity at large, as a whole. The Lord Jesus Christ asked St. Faustina that a picture be painted of him with the inscription, Jesus, I trust in you. She was asked to be a model of mercy to others, especially her own sisters, to live her entire life in imitation of Christ as a holy sacrifice and oblation. St. Faustina commissioned a painting in 1935 showing a red and white light shining from Christ's Sacred Heart, calling to mind the power of the Passion, that which flowed from the heart of Jesus while he was hung on the cross, endured the reality of the crucifixion. The Apostles of Divine Mercy is a movement of priests, religious, and lay people inspired by Faustina's experiences. Still to this day, they spread knowledge of the mystery of divine mercy and invoke God's mercy on sinners. Approved in 1996 by the Archdiocese of Krakow, it has spread to 29 countries. Most people today in our own neck of the woods are familiar with the message of divine mercy as a result of the chaplet of divine mercy, a powerful, beautiful prayer that is easily prayed and used in meditation because it is easy to use on a simple chaplet of the Most Holy Rosary. The chaplet of Divine Mercy is found to be of particular benefit and strength, a doorway, a portal for mercy and grace, especially for those who are lost, suffering, or even those who are dying. Those who pray the chaplet of Divine Mercy in the aftermath of the death of a loved one oftentimes find peace and consolation. If we enter into the time that the world was in during the life of St. Faustina, we understand that it was coming off of the heels of the First World War and then entering into the reality of the Second World War. We find that the message of divine mercy was received at a time when the world was also involved in the Great Depression, the economic upheaval and downturn, where many people lost all that they had. There, in the midst of so much suffering, in the reality of chaos and darkness, the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to this sister, Sister Faustina, seeking to help her to appreciate the power of his heart and the reality of his mercy, which issues forth from his heart upon all of humanity. The teachings and the life of Saint Faustina inspire all of us to be at peace with who we are while acknowledging we are each in need of God's mercy. Entering into the mystery of the life of St. Faustina, we come to understand that she is a woman who, having been turned down by many in this life, did not give up on pursuing the Lord. Even though she sought entrance into several different communities of religious and was not allowed entrance, that did not mean God had abandoned her. It just meant she had not yet found the right door. She had not yet found the right place where she was called to plant roots. So we find in her persistence and perseverance a beautiful, a most powerful example of how in our own lives, even if we are faced with rejection or betrayal or denial, if in our hearts there is that hunger for the Lord Jesus, we can never give up on pursuing him. We must strive for total union with Jesus. Mindful of our sins, we can never allow our sins to pull us down, but rather use our sins, learn from them, to know how we have to be open all that much more to God's grace and his mercy. Her life, her work, her beautiful example, St. Faustina teaches us how to make use of the sacrament of confession, how to return to the Lord's mercy, how to not be afraid to confess our sins, how to allow the mercy of the living God to enter into our minds and our hearts and to purify us from within so that we may be strengthened for the journey that is this life, to be totally dependent upon Jesus and the Holy Eucharist, as well as to gaze upon Mary and to see her as our mother and as our queen, Mary Immaculate, to appreciate the beautiful example Mary gives to us of how to respond to Jesus Christ, her Son, our Lord, in the Holy Eucharist, and how to treasure his life more than we desire to hide our sins. Oftentimes, that's what keeps us from the sacrament of confession, right? We want to hide our sins, deny that we have committed sins. But in hiding them or denying them, we just become exhausted and worn down. But in confessing them, we turn them over to the Lord. We turn them over to the Lord in the sacrament of confession and what we may rightly see as the tribunal of God's mercy. As a result of the request of Jesus, shared with Saint Faustina and made of Holy Mother the Church, the Sunday that follows Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, the second Sunday of Easter, is called Divine Mercy Sunday. In many churches and many chapels, you'll find special devotions to Divine Mercy, the singing of the chaplet, exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, the making available of confession. We are given the opportunity to appreciate God's mercy, but to acknowledge His mercy and then enter into His mercy, to receive His mercy, to confess our sins, to detach ourselves from sins, and to live in the presence of God by attending Holy Mass, by receiving Jesus in Holy Communion, by entering into the reality of sacred Scripture, by living the life of the Lord. When we gaze upon the example of a beautiful saint like Saint Faustina, we have the privilege and the opportunity to consider just how powerful God's grace is. Even when this world seems to step on us, cast us away, ignore us, throw us out, if we persevere towards union with Jesus, His grace accomplishes incredible things within the heart, within the soul of the person who believes, follows, and perseveres. The feast day of Saint Faustina Kowalska is the 5th of October. On that day and on every day, we have an opportunity to give thanks and praise for the beautiful life of Saint Faustina, who shows all of us how to persevere in the midst of turmoil and respond to God's grace by trusting in His divine mercy.